Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. People on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in and locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. SiriusXM Channel 158. And people on smart speakers, just ask your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Oh, how about this? Hey, Shep, there's so many times that I got games typically on here in the studio. Linda Cohn still does SportsCenter, huh?
Well, she's been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm like, wow, she's still here.
It's 93.
Wow. Nice lady. I was paired up with her at one of these golf things one day. This must have been like 10 years ago now at this point. Real nice lady. And we talked about, I think she's from Long Island.
Jerry, you know she was at the Fan, right?
I don't remember that.
WFAN.
She probably told me. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
What did she do? She spoke?
Of course. She's obviously a pioneer in this business. And anybody that follows the sport of hockey, they can't get enough of Linda Cohn.
She's a big, is it Rangers fan she is?
I believe it's Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is 10 years ago. I haven't seen her since.
Listen, when you have survived the amount of ESPN layoffs that she has, you know you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, she's up there with Stan Verrett.
Okay.
I don't think I've met Stan. I've heard some things, though.
Like?
Oh, he likes to just hang out a little bit at night, you know?
Oh, that kind of hearing things about. Okay, I heard it. I thought it was worse. I'm glad it's only.
No,
bad.
It's not worse.
Got it. Good.
It's not
good,
worse.
Good, 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 good.
Not worse. Not worse at all. Every now and then, I get out at night. I hang in. I pop in. I pop out.
I mean, listen. You have the hours of a news anchor, so to Stan. And so, in old traditions, you know, news anchors they have themselves some adult beverages when they're done with work, and they go
adult
into the wee
beverages.
Hours. Yeah, and they go
you
into.
You think
the
I'm
hours.
Having a drink when I finish this?
Well, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying the type of hours that we have. That's the hours of people that were in the news, and there is tradition. Basically, after every show, you go to certain alcoholic beverages that serve, and you have yourself a good time. And that's a consistent basis 5 nights a week.
Yeah, not me.
Gotcha.
Nope. Not me. I'm looking for my bed. That's what I'm looking for.
Gotcha.
Anyway, we've had a busy night. We talked about all these busted-up running backs, young quarterbacks. I told you about Julius Peppers and Antonio Gates now eligible to go into the Hall of Fame. Talked about Cam Akers wanting a trade. We heard from Damian Lillard. He's like, hey, yeah, well, I wouldn't ever go to the Golden State Warriors. Well, we're going to find out where he's going or if he'll even stick around with Portland. NBA season right around the corner, a little more than a month away. NBA going to have its media days in about 2 weeks from now, so we'll find out about that. We talked about Bill Belichick, the unfair criticism. I found out that Carl from Atlanta, hey, Shep, what is that? He's like a super genius?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he did something historic. I believe it was 1983.
He says the first black something or another, aerospace scientist something or another, right?
That That sounds right. I know that he
sounds
young.
What the hell is he listening to me for? Like, what's his problem?
He's 65.
He's losing brain cells listening to me.
JR, I think you are the high form of not just sports radio, but radio. And by the way, what? Radio gets a bad rap for this, but they actually have the most educated audience in all of sport platforms. It's talk radio.
Say that again, what?
So those that listen to radio, as right. opposed to television or podcast or other forms of streaming devices,
yeah.
typically they have the highest level of education.
Well, did you see the revenue numbers, too, earlier this week? The household income and all of that stuff. I mean, it varies.
Got you. I was going to stay silent on that.
No, it's high. It's high. It's
oh,
high
good.
Too.
Good.
It's high.
Good. That's I'm happy.
That means
to hear
we
that.
Got a bunch of super. Listen, there's some engineers listening. We get everybody listening, okay?
Law enforcement, professors, truck yeah. drivers, yeah. people that do other things.
Some people
venues.
Are raising their IQs and some people are lowering it. So no. we run the gamut for everybody.
Fair enough.
But no, I look yeah. forward to he's like Lockheed Martin. I'm like, yo, that is cool as hell. That is cool. I'm going to ask him about that plane, man.
You know what you got to do.
What?
Not that you need more work on your plate, for God's sakes, but bring a recorder and tape. Tape the most fascinating part
who
of this
wants
conversation.
Who wants to get a tape conversation? Nobody wants that.
I think
what if he wants to say Shep is a jackass? I can't have that on tape.
Well, you don't need to have a tape for that. Just listen to a caller every single night.
Nobody's ever said that
no,
to you.
No, I know. I'm playing into your hand there. But, JR, but in all seriousness, what? I think people would be very curious to see that kind of a conversation with you and Carl.
It's none of their business.
Okay. I mean, that's one way to look
if
at
he
it.
Wanna, if we he calls up, what, like once a week?
He calls up a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so if they want a conversation, they can get it live on the radio.
No, I know, but you know, when you're a caller, there's a time frame you got to work with. There's breaks. There's commercials you got to hit. And so I think in that kind of a conversation, it's a lot more organic. And there's not a lot of people on this planet that have accomplished what Carl has been able to do.
Well, yeah.
So I think it's just worth thinking about.
What do you want me to write a book on the man?
I'm not saying you should write an autobiography.
I want to have a good meal.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you for listening to the show.
Sure.
And then I wanna understand more about this science stuff that he does.
And cool. And I think to that end, I think a lot of people also share your mutual feeling about that, which is an excitement for science and space.
Yeah,
and,
well, if they want to learn more, they can contact Carl himself.
Okay. Well, okay. If Carl's okay with publicizing and distributing his public information, that being phone number and email, that's up to Carl from Atlanta, then, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's his choice.
Got it.
Interesting story, though. Like, wow, okay. See, somebody called up last week and they were like, hey, they want a top six list of callers. I'm like, that's not nice. That's mean as hell.
That's not a bad idea, though.
What, you want to do that tomorrow?
I'm not saying we should do it tomorrow. You know what I would like for our fans.
Here's the number one caller, problem yeah. solved. You ready for it?
Yes.
Here's the top caller.
Okay.
I'm taking a deep breath here. There's a lot of people anxiously awaiting what I'm getting ready to say. And there's only one reason he's the top caller. Because he's one of the most hated men in America. It's the Repo Man.
Yeah, I had a feeling. From Detroit, right?
It's the Repo.
I think now you have multiple Repo Men that call the show. So.
Nah, I got like 20 Repo Men that he knows who he is. It's the Repo Man from Detroit.
What I would love to see.
And he's the most, and it's not he's the best caller. He's the most unique caller. Nobody has ever called me and said, hey, I'm the neurosurgeon from Seattle. You know, it don't got the same oomph to it.
Well, what I would love to see happen at some point, and
Repo Man?
No.
You want to see him? No, you don't.
Is any, you know, this is obviously, you have the final say on this, but I would love to see a few of our callers come to studio. And they could be in the room here. They could be in my room, JR. And they could see what it's like for you and I to do a live show, and if you so happen to choose,
well, that's fine. If they make their way to New York,
yeah,
that's fine.
I think that'd be amazing because I think
it's fine.
You have said it all the time. I echo it every single time I host on Sunday morning here every single week. We are nothing without our fans, and we love them.
Yeah, that's true. Don't kiss their ass too much now.
I'm not. No,
I love them.
We both love them. Seriously.
Right. Well, they got to make their way to New York. They got to do that.
Right.
People think it's a – you know what? I uh, I got to go to the west side of Atlanta. I'm ordered dinner. I'm so busy, man. You know, I gotta hit over to the west side, West Midtown. People think it's a joke. Like, I'll sit down and have a lunch, or I have a drink with one of the listeners. I got no problem doing that. People think it's like, oh, that's some BS. Wait until I post this picture with Carl. Wait. You're like, I will literally sit down and have a meal with you or a drink if you're not a complete nut. And we do got some nuts out there. So, I wasn't born yesterday, but I appreciate people. Everything that I've ever done and ever built has been on interpersonal relationships, being able to connect with people one-on-one, even when talking en masse. And so, no, I do appreciate the listeners. So if you're here in Atlanta or you're passing through, like Chef, here's a perfect example. Alan from Toronto, his ass is listening right now.
Right, we know that.
This man goes, he drives from Toronto to Florida.
Yeah, I was about to say, pretty soon it's going to be Alan in Florida because he doesn't like the cold.
Yeah. He passes right through Atlanta, and then you know what he does when he comes through here? You know what he does?
He's probably talking to someone nonstop.
Nothing. He ain't talking to me. I got beef with him.
Yeah.
He do all that talking here on the radio, but he drives through Georgia, and he got to pass through 75, 85. He drives right on by me. He calls me 2 days later. Hey, JR, I'm in Chicago. I drove by Atlanta. Well, screw you.
I think that's more of a respect for you, because I think a lot of people understand like how busy you are and how much you have on your plate and all that you do for Special Olympics.
I just made a lunch date with Carl on Thursday afternoon.
So be direct with Alan, and next time he's on the air, which I guarantee will be during your top six tomorrow. I guarantee it. Yep.
I am busy.
Right.
I ain't forcing nothing, man.
Well,
I'm at the point of I ain't for, let alone a lunch. I ain't forcing.
You're not forcing. You're suggesting. And this is the problem with men, Jared.
I have suggested. I'm not forcing.
You
date.
Have.
It's like me trying to get a woman.
Message.
I'm not doing
See,
this.
See, this is the problem with men in our society. We're so afraid to swallow our pride and ask another guy, hey, let's hang out. Let's do something. And it's why, let's be real about this for a second.
I've asked that man out. I've told him. He don't do it. I'm not begging.
No, but I think he thinks... That's just lip service. I think he thinks you don't
mean
it, and you're just being nice.
Then I don't need to waste my time.
But I don't think most people are used to national radio hosts actually genuinely extending their hand and saying, let's do something, let's hang
out
outside
of this. Well, other national radio hosts don't appreciate the listeners like I do.
I agree with that 100%, of course. But, JR, for men in this country, it's why we live shorter lives, because we I'm not saying specifically anybody.
I'm going to live for 200 years.
I hope you do, and I hope you're
not
on CBS Sports Radio for the next 150 years. But
don't count on it.
Fair enough. But, JR, but the men in this country, we don't formulate and prolong relationships, and it's not a priority for us anymore. We're so career-oriented, and we're so financially capable now that we're not looking interpersonally and intrapersonally at how we can enhance our lives in that way.
Women do that.
And so women, on average, live 4 to 5 years longer than men in this country. We also don't eat very healthy, by the way. You look at other cultures like Japanese cultures, it's why they're living well into their 90s. But that's a whole other story we can get into another time, JR.
Are they married? They got wives?
Yes, family is very important to them. And they
Maybe if I get myself a wife, I'll live until 90. Or is my wife going to shorten my life expectancy?
It all depends on who that wife is.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. And something tells me, if it's your wife, she's going to be hella special, man.
My wife?
Yes. If it's your wife, she's going to be a great partner. She's going to enhance your life. She's not going to make you want to pull your hair out.
Hey, listen, if I had good discernment, I think I'd be there already.
I disagree with you completely. That's a complete misconception and misnomer that because you're single for a reason. Sometimes you just have a lot on your plate, and the right person has not necessarily come along yet.
What, are you a doctor now?
No, I'm just somebody that
What are you, psychologist?
No, I'm somebody that has a lot of life experience, as you do, and I've been in a lot of relationships, some good, some bad, and I've learned...
Yeah. Deuce Bigelow?
No. I'm about quality, not quantity. And
it's
I don't
shopping for groceries.
Right, and I don't suck at the teat of Adam Sandler. So,
whatever. Rob Snyder, shot at Rob Snyder.
Yes,
he's going to tweet you something mean back. You better be careful.
No, he's too busy tweeting about politics.
Oh, he got work. He got plenty of time. Everybody's on strike.
That's true.
Everybody's on strike.
Shows you how talented they are without writers, huh?
Oh, hey, geez. You're going to have all the actors reaching out to you next.
And they're overpaid anyway, unless your name's Denzel.
The Rock?
Okay, he's not overpaid.
I've never seen one of his movies ever. Never seen one Rock movie.
You never seen Black Adam?
No, I thought that one sucked.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm okay. What's up?
Nothing. Just before you're talking about the really screwed up way of saying Tua's name, that has nothing on, if you ever look up Welsh city names or even how they spell their names. The Welsh people are weird when it comes, like, consonants and vowels should not go. Yeah, it's another thing. Just quickly,
are you Welsh? Are you from Wales?
No, I'm English. We actually spell our names normally.
Oh, see, what, John Smith? John Smith?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
John Smith. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have? Did you have beans for breakfast? You had beans?
Yeah,
toast?
You know, a little black pudding, you know, blood pudding and eggs.
Exciting. And potatoes, I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go to UK, you know what I eat? Indian food.
Yeah, exactly. There's more Indian places in England than there are in India. In terms of, you want to see something absolutely hilarious, Google BBC weatherman nails Welsh city name. It's the funniest thing you'll ever watch. It is ridiculously hilarious.
Thank you.
Back to the actual reason I called. Bill Belichick. I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm going to, you know, put that out there as I have a little bias.
Are you a Patriots fan because you're English?
No, I'm a Patriots fan because I for some reason I remember watching the draft. I go, oh, that Bledsoe dude, I really like him, and became a Patriots fan because of Bledsoe, and then stayed a Patriots fan.
It's kind of odd to hear an Englishman say that he's a Patriots fan when the whole idea of the Patriots is to be rebellious against the English.
Oh yeah, but I'm also South African and Canadian, so you know there's that.
Oh, beautiful. Where in South Africa?
Cape Town, the best place, the best city in the whole damn country, man.
Hey, listen,
have you ever been there before?
No, I got one of my friends lives down there. He's trying to con me to go. I haven't been yet. I need to go to Tabletop Mountain, man.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, so like I was saying about Belichick, first off, anyone that wants to say about, oh, he only won because Tom Brady. Well, remind me how many titles Andy Reid had before he had Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
Just saying.
He got close now with Donovan, but not close enough.
Yeah, and his time management is what cost him the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not going to rip on Andy Reid. I like the dude; he's really nice. But yeah, so like I was saying about Belichick. First off, Brady's first two titles, at least first one, was because of Belichick's great defense.
Yeah,
but,
correct.
And I will say this: I still maintain. Everyone goes, "Oh, it's more Brady than Belichick, more Belichick than Brady." I think it's 50-50. They don't win without Brady. Doesn't win without Belichick, and I don't think Belichick wins without Brady.
Well, that's true for any coaching relationship.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, coach wins if they don't have talent. So I'm not going to call it a 50-50.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
If Phil Jackson woke up in 3 weeks and jumped into a time machine, if we had young Phil Jackson, not the one who falls asleep on the train or the bus or the airport, if Phil Jackson woke up and coached the, I don't know, Shep, what's going to be the worst team in the league this year? I don't know.
Charlotte Hornets.
If he woke up and coached Lonzo Ball, what the hell is he doing with them? Nothing. It's talent, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's talent.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not taking away the talent, but you also have to be. There's the whole thing is what's harder to coach a really bad team or coach the egos of a great team.
Right. Well, you said what's more difficult?
Yeah, because it's.
Give me the egos and the talent, man. I think this. Come on.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, hey, listen, give me a crap team and coach them a thing because, yeah, that's not going to be easy. But it is trying to get egos who, you know, you have to be very arrogant to an extent to to be a top-end professional for, athlete at any sport.
Yes.
You have to have that arrogance. And to be able to manage that arrogance and to be that great of a man manager, which the greats like Lombardi, Sir Alex Ferguson, Bill Belichick, all of them, they were able to. And Phil Jackson, they were able to get these players who all think they're the greatest thing ever to actually merge into a team.
Well, let me tell you something. You agree with me. I know this much. That's a whole lot better than coaching Lonzo Ball and his five friends, okay?
Oh, I wouldn't want that job in a million years.
Yeah, well.
Somebody except for the pay of getting a head coaching job in the NBA, but, besides that.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, thank you for calling from Toronto, man.
Night,
you call any time, okay?
Yeah, you have a great night. And just remember, if you're ever in Toronto, I will have a drink with you, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. I hang out on Yonge Street, man. I have all the drinks.
Oh, man, you let me know when you're there. I'll meet you.
All right, no doubt about it. Thank you, Glenn.
You have a great night, man.
All right, no doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we talked about Bill Belichick, but we didn't hear from Bill Belichick. And I said, give the guy a break. All right, he doesn't have Tom Brady out there. He's made mistakes when it comes to running the team. Not the team on the field, but the management. The general manager Bill Belichick got some work to do. President Bill Belichick got some work to do. But Coach Bill Belichick, man, I think there are a lot of teams in the NFL that would absolutely love to have this dude as a coach. And I'm not talking about, hey, come run the team and at this stage of life, but for what he knows, Bill Belichick is the man. So let's cut it out on the, we might have to go. You know, is there going to be a time and a place where it's time for him to go? And everything runs its course. And so I think this might be the first steps. I don't think he's getting the boot. I don't think he's going anywhere. I would hope that he's able to leave on his own, but that's not how things work. It's not how the NFL works. And we'll see what happens with Mr. Bill Belichick. And we know he lost to the Dolphins this past Sunday night. The game was boring as hell, if you ask me, or at least I should say. The Patriots are boring to watch. They don't got them dogs out there. They don't got them weapons. And so after the game, Bill Belichick was pretty miserable.
All right. Well, not too much to say after that one. Tough loss. Got to learn from it and just keep working harder and move on. So,
yeah, Shep, he can't go home to his ex and sound like that. You know, he can't be miserable all the time.
No, and if it was, meant to be, she would be the majority of his support when he is down. Clearly, he is down. I mean, Bill Belichick, because we've heard a lot of sound from Bill Belichick these past 20 plus years, JR, as a head coach, and I don't remember him sounding this sullen.
Oh, I have. Every now and then he sounds miserable.
Gotcha.
It's just, it's levels of miserable, you know? Hey, someone who's not miserable, this is another coach. He spoke recently, too. Deion Sanders, we saw that hit, that safety from Colorado State, Henry Blackburn. He cracked Travis Hunter in the midsection, and the poor young guy got a lacerated liver. I don't want that. And so Henry Blackburn, referees ain't called nothing, ain't kick him out the game. He's been getting death threats, and his family's been getting death threats. And Deion Sanders had to use his power and his influence to tell people, hey, you dumbasses, knock it off. Leave the guy alone.
Henry Blackburn is a good player who played a phenomenal game. He made a tremendous hit on Travis on the sideline. You could call it dirty. You could call it he was just playing the game of football. But whatever it was, it does not constitute that he should be receiving death threats. That's This is still a young man trying to make it in life. A guy that's trying to live his dream and hopefully graduate with honors or degree, committed to excellence and go to the NFL. He does not deserve a death threat over a game. At the end of the day, this is a game. Someone must win, someone must lose. Everybody continues their life the next day. Very unfortunate. I'm saddened if there's any of our fans that's on the other side of those threats. I would hope and pray not, but that kid was just playing the best of his ability, and he made a mistake. So I forgive him. See you. Our team forgive him. Travis is, he's forgiven him. Let's move on. But that kid does not deserve that.
Yeah. That's like the worst part of sports, where you got anonymous idiots who want to message people and threaten them. Like, you don't have nothing better to do. Like, these are people that walk by us every day in life. Idiots who got Twitter fingers and anonymous things. And like, get a life. Come on now. Like, do better. Stop it. There's some wild people out here. I even heard the story, unfortunately, and God rest his soul, and condolences to his family. There's a Patriots fan who got in a fight at the game. He got punched in the head and he died. Like, who says I want to go to a football game and the expectation is for you not to come home? And I don't know the circumstances of the fight or what happened or who did this or who did what. Man, you just want, anytime you step outside your front door, you don't want to do nothing but return on the other end. It's just people do some wild things. And some people don't even leave their house to say and do wild things. So just try your best to be on your best behavior. Try. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody by the name of Dr. J, and not that one, is calling from Grand Rapids. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. You talked earlier about professors listening to your call. Well, guess what? I'm a college professor, and I'm listening to your program.
Thank you. You're a doctor of what?
Education, but I teach business management.
Oh, business management.
Yes, sir.
Refresh my brain. It's been a long time. What are you teaching people how to manage people?
Yes, we teach organizational change, technology influences on change. I could go on and on. I just had class tonight from 6 to 9, so I could give you a whole lecture if you wanted one.
No, I could probably teach the class. Do the students listen or are they asses?
No, they're fully engaged because I was teaching MBAs tonight, and one of the things about MBAs is you have to bring your A game with them. Not to say the undergraduates are not ready, but the MBAs, they come with expectancy, and you have to deliver. So I'm always ready.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to get in your ass if you don't deliver. I get it. Well, what else you got?
Well, first, a quick refer to the previous caller. He was calling from Toronto. Firstly, that's a great city. Cape Town is a great city. I've been there. Let me add in there Madrid, okay? Those are some places. Have you been to Madrid, my brother?
Oh, yes. I've been out in Spain, yes.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. Well, what I wanted to talk about, though, was people in these teams, and I'm a fan of the, don't laugh, Detroit Lions, but I have other teams that I like, such as the Kansas City Chiefs and Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. All right, what do they have in common? Well, they're 1-1, and you would think that the season is over, listening to some of these fans panicking over the fact that, oh, wow, the Chiefs did not score 30 points. Okay, it's early season. The Lions lost the game. All right, they lost to a good team, Seattle. Pittsburgh, oh, well, it looks like we can't score points. It's early season. Relax, as Aaron Rodgers said once, right? Relax.
Yeah, well, Kenny Pickett looks like he looks like whatever, so I wouldn't have you got to know what your expectations are. Like, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, my expectations would be really only to hopefully compete for a playoff spot and then just kind of cross my fingers from there. I mean, meanwhile, you have other teams where the expectations are higher. If I'm Kansas City, I know I can win a Super Bowl. Yes, the Bengals stink right now, but going into the season, sans looking at this guy's calf injury being Joe Burrow, you know, you would say, man, we can go to a Super Bowl. And so, yeah, there are a handful of teams where you have that expectation. Maybe there are one or two or three surprises, and everybody else is just, you know, just they exist, man, or they just – crossing their fingers. That's the reality of it.
Well, but look with the Lions, okay? You know, the Lions were overhyped. I understand that. I mean,
I wouldn't say that.
You won't say that? That they're overhyped?
No, I don't think so. I think the Lions, the Lions fall in the category of, okay, we didn't make the playoffs. We can make the playoffs. Let's go out there and do it and see what happens from there. And so I put them in the maybe we can surprise. Or maybe we'll disappoint. I'm not going to call them overhyped.
Well, see, I've been a fan for 56 years with the Lions, so you got to understand I'm a little.
I understand. Blame the Ford family. What car do you drive?
What kind? That's an inflammatory question. I drive a Subaru, my man. Hey,
Okay, you went Japanese. Is that Japanese, right?
That it is.
What a turncoat you are. You in Michigan and you don't drive American? Disrespectful.
Look, wait a minute. My car was made in Indiana, man. So it's a Japanese car, but it's made in America.
Nobody can say anything to me about that. It's like my Apple phone. It's American. It's Apple. American. San Francisco, right?
Made in China, yes.
Well, the chip is, whatever. You're right.
And it's assembled in China, too, just so you know.
You're right. They do.
But check this out.
Guangzhou.
Why is it that people are panicking about the offense, okay? Isn't it something we know that offense takes longer to develop than defense? And when teams don't play their starters during the preseason, that it takes even longer to get to starting?
Hold on, Dr. J, and then I got to go to a news flash. You know as well as I do, I think you do, that we have some quarterbacks who are great. We got good quarterbacks. We have bad ones. And then you got guys who are just like, man, I could care less about this guy. And so I ain't thinking about what offense develops, okay? I think about players developing, okay? We talked about this earlier in the show. Does Bryce Young continue to develop? Someone who ain't developing, it seems like he just wants to get sacked and hit and hold the ball, is Justin Fields.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and so – you know this. I don't think about offenses developing so much. If you want to look at an offensive line, yeah, sure. I look at the QBs, and typically, and I say this every now and then, I put quarterbacks in three categories. They're the quarterbacks who you absolutely trust and believe in to win you the game. The guys who you don't want to see with the ball in their hands in a 2-minute drill. There's the quarterbacks on the back end, the guys who will throw the ball away, and before the game starts, you go, how many interceptions is he going to throw? That's somebody like Zach Wilson. And then you got a bunch of dudes who are pretty much in the middle. Your Derek Carrs to your Kirk Cousins, who one game might look like they are the 10th best quarterback in the game, and another game they look like they're 20. And so it's the QBs. Hey, Dr. J, I got to hit the break. I appreciate you, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Keep educating people. That's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt. Shout outs to Dr. J for calling from Grand Rapids. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about Justin Fields on the other side of the break. Seems like this dude is running in place. He might lose his job by the time the season is up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving it to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. See, we got everything. Goat farmers, doctors, aviation next. We got everybody calling and listening. That's what I appreciate. I'm just a dude who sits here and I just talk about sports. That's what the hell I do. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to have to dive into this a little bit more tomorrow. I mentioned before the break, Justin Fields. We talked about quarterbacks going in a positive direction. Justin Fields was sacked 55 times last season. So far, through two games this season, he's been sacked 10 times. He's on pace to get sacked 85 times, which would be an NFL record. We're going to talk about the reasons why. We'll talk about the direction that Justin Fields, I think, is going in. And you want to talk about it's early? Yeah, he has time to turn it around. This is going to be his last shot to hold on to this job. Good luck to him. We're going to dive deeper as when we have more time tomorrow. I'm also looking at Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. Always fun, always an adventure. Jared Smith tweets me, at JR Sport Brief. He goes, "Hey, JR, I agree. Kenny Pickett is a bum." I ain't go that far, man. I didn't call him a bum. I don't think he has it. I think his athleticism, I don't know if it's going to translate into the NFL. His athleticism and decision-making, I don't think they match up at an NFL level. But there's still time for him to develop, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Be careful Googling BBC on the work account with the guy earlier. But
BBC.co.uk. Yes, I read it quite frequently, but continue on.
Applebee's with the Chicago and Justin Fields. I guess you ain't going to be going to Applebee's anytime this year with that thing. But the aviation, maybe I could save that for some other time dealing that we're up against it and you got some other callers. But the running backs, Hunt, Fournette, now Hunt's finally getting some. But why haven't they been signed yet? And then, I mean, even with the Colts and Tariq Cohen, not with the Colts, but all these running backs are getting signed. Nobody's heard of them, but Hunt and Fournette are still out there.
It's cash, wear and tear, and financial expectation. That's the reason.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and hopefully maybe you'll hook for me with this aviation, with Delta, everything else with you being in ATL. So,
What about Delta? What about them? They're right here. All my neighbors work for Delta. What about them?
Well, I come from a Delta family. My dad worked the night shift when I was a kid, and the shout out to all the Delta and aviation people all around the country, especially in the ATL, Hartford Airport. My mom worked for Pan Am, but obviously we always hear about the Uber drivers, the truck drivers. But hey, the aviation industry is going 24/7 too. So a little shout out to those people, and maybe I can elaborate with some more crazy stories in the future, knowing this with my background. And that's about it.
Are you the guy who steal things out of people's bags?
No. Are you crazy? Okay. I'm scared that people are stealing stuff out of my bag.
Well, there was a guy two guys in Florida was stealing out of people's bags. They stole money.
Oh, I thought about that was those TSA. People.
You didn't hear about those TSA agents who stole the money?
No.
Go Google it, Beck, okay?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you got to be intrigued. I'm going to ask my dad about it. He probably knows.
Yeah, he might have taken some of the money. He might be the ringleader.
No, definitely not. He's definitely seen money when they comes in from the Federal Reserve, because the guy told him, hey, these movies ain't like the movies. You ain't running around with millions of dollars in a duffel bag. The guy told him, he goes, go run with this duffel bag and see how far you get, because those things weigh a lot of money.
Yeah, I heard. All right, well, thank you, Beck. Appreciate you.
Hey, you guys have a good one. Thank you for everything.
No doubt about it. Yeah, of course. I shout out the aviation workers, people at the airport. We got plenty of people listening at airports all over the country. Ralph is here from Miami. What's up, Ralph?
Thank you for taking my call, JR. Really quick, I feel like, did you ever watch basically the movie Top Gun yet, JR? That's a good movie for aviation.
Top Gun with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Yeah, we had 3 decades ago, yes.
No, what about the second one? The second one is amazing.
No.
If you like jet, you really like that movie too. If you like the fighter jet.
No. I like technology and science. I don't need to sit down and watch Tom Cruise now. I haven't seen it.
No, that's true. I do too. Trust me. That's why I'm mostly into jets also too. I read about the F-35, the F-15, all of them. But really quick, so a quick point, JR. I really don't think basically Bill Belichick is a bad coach. I think there's a lot of changes that has been done to his team throughout many years. Not only him, only if you look, he has changed from defensive coordinators, from offensive coordinators. There has been a lot of change in his team.
But he did it.
Yeah, but if you look at it, we also see Mike McDaniel. When he was working with the quarterback, he was progressing. With Josh McDaniel leaving, now he's regressing. It's just like you can't say, like, he's focusing on the defense, but it's like the leader of the offense is basically not there anymore. It's just like the person that was.
That's what I'm – and, Ralph, I gotta go ahead and get ready to go. I appreciate you for calling from Miami. He's a great coach. I don't think anybody's disputing that he's a bad coach. Anybody that said he's a bad coach is an idiot. I got no shame in saying that. But the fact is, he's the one making all the decisions. Okay? Who's coaching this or who's doing – that's him, man. That's him. Hey, Shep, I got to shut up now, right?
You don't have to shut up. You just have to be off the microphone.
Listen, do you know it's a minor miracle that my voice has made it through these past several shows, even dating back to last week? My voice has been like crap, man.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Oh, it hurts to speak. It hurts. It's painful. And I got to sip tea every 2 seconds, and I'll be back tomorrow, folks. I'll be here. And my voice, I'll be better. There's going to be a person coming up in a few minutes. Her voice is good. It's Amy Lawrence. Because the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. It's a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. As long as nobody rips my vocal cords out of my throat in the process. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back tomorrow. New top six list. Hey, Shep, thank you for a great night, man. You're awesome.
You as well, JR. Thank you.
And thank you to all the callers. JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio's done. Don't leave. I said so. Amy Lawrence coming up next. Y'all have a good night. Be safe.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.